Hello everybody, welcome back to the Huddersfield Town Preview Show. I'm pleased to be joined by manager Lee Grant as always. Lee, we're in the CEO's office in the Accu Stadium, so we'll be on his best behaviour. It's a conversation that's going to be slightly different for us today. We've not spoken after a defeat before. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts from Blackpool?
Yeah, frustrated. We were definitely frustrated as a group coming away from the stadium at the weekend. We've obviously had some time to digest over the course of the weekend, and as a group collectively this morning, we've been back through it. We've looked at several areas where we feel like we could have been better, and perhaps helped ourselves. But also, look, we can't hide away from the fact that the game was a very different game post the red card. So. Lots for us to take and learn from, and as I say, we've really tried to get that done as a collective, so we can move on quickly and turn our heads towards again another a tough fixture on Tuesday.
What are the conversations? What are the theme that come out of them? Is it mainly tactical, or are you picking up on individual decisions? Obviously, we're not privy to what happens in those spaces for good reason, but yeah. How do they go?
Well. This morning, for example, looks like all of us in the meeting room and starts with an open and honest conversation. And I think that, for me, was one of the most pleasing aspects of our debrief this morning, was actually the group being very much on the same page as myself in terms of what they thought and what they felt, what perhaps hindered us in the game or broke momentum, which there was probably one or two moments too many. And then also importantly, what were the things that we feel like would have given us more of an opportunity to have been more aggressive in certain moments, or what were the things that we would have liked to have seen ourselves done more of, particularly in that second half when we had, look, of course we're going to have dominance of the football, control of the game. How can we have more speed at times? How can we take more risk? Structurally, what would we like to change? And as I said, in terms of the group's response and how they saw it and how they felt it, very much on the same page, and gives us then an opportunity to go, okay, great, we can bank those now in terms of things that we can push forward with, learn from. And hopefully, we talked about this as a group this morning as well, we want to try and get as much learning as we can done together really early on. So we recognise we're in the early stages, but we've never wanted to hide behind that or shy away from it. What we want to do and have done fantastically well to this point is take our lessons, adapt, learn as we're growing, and pick up as many results as we can along the way. And we continue to want to do that. Unfortunately for us at the weekend, we weren't able to. So. Yep, we take it on the chin, and we'll try and apply those lessons going forward.
A double-sided question on the back of that, because that's really interesting insight to hear, is, so it's not a lecture from you or the coaches, it's an open dialogue with the players. They're invited to have their own input and be part of that process. And also, is that what these meetings are always like? It's not just on this occasion, this is what the regular occurrence is.
Yeah, so the meetings can take many different shapes and sizes and guises, and it's definitely not me with a big stick stood at the front whacking people over the head, as much as maybe the fans would like to hear that at times. It really isn't. We're a collaborative group, and we've got some very smart individuals within our playing group. And more often than not, with enough discovery and with the right questions, the group will come to the right conclusions themselves. Today was no different in that. We always use a mixture of video, we use a mixture of conversation, some of the work is done individually, some of it's done collectively as a group, some of it's done in smaller units. Today, with the time we have, it's definitely a collective, and it's definitely let's get to the bottom of this quickly, and as I said, important that we're able to then turn our heads onto another important fixture, and one that I think the whole group's really looking forward to, because as I say, having a packed schedule, I think, is really nice for us at the moment. We get to learn and grow and evaluate and learn and grow. and hopefully improve, and we can do that, you know, quickly now over the course of the next few weeks.
Thank you for sharing that, because it's not something that a lot of coaches open up on or giving us out, so that's really good to hear. How are the squad doing? Is there any knocks or anybody out or anything for tomorrow that we should be aware of?
No, thankfully, touch wood, we are and have come away from that game all in one piece, which is nice. And look, probably some of that is due to the nature of the game and the way the game finished in the last 45, 50 minutes. So, yeah, look, we go into the fixture against Doncaster with a clean bill of health and with plenty of bodies to select from.
We've got two big games this week. We'll obviously speak about them individually, but as a pair with two teams that, even though it's only three games in the season, who are doing really well and technically above us in the table right now, it's a good opportunity to get the first poor result out of our system, if you will, and just readdress where we want to be and all those sorts of things.
Yeah, for sure. What we don't worry too much about is results right now. As daft as that may seem, because we're in a results business, we are very much concentrated on our performance levels. And I think if anybody's listened to anything I've said over the last sort of 3 or 4 weeks, they will have heard me talk about performance. And we as a group haven't talked about winning and losing yet. And I don't think we will for a little while either, because we do have to concentrate on our process and our performance. So, of course, we go into every fixture hoping for and planning for a really positive outcome. But we know that the things that will help us get closer to that are a byproduct of all of the small habits, small details, the concentration and everything else that goes into making up a really good performance and hopefully leading to a win. So that's where our focus will be, and we'll continue to do that to give ourselves a chance.
Is it all part of an effort to make sure that, like you've said, after we had a bright start, that doesn't prove that we're the finished article at all? Is that to ensure that we don't overreact from one game? Obviously, if the next two games don't go the way we want them to for any reason, touch wood, that's not the case, there might be a different conversation to be had, but is it just to make sure that we remain level-headed throughout everything?
Yeah, look, I think it's important for us as a football club, actually, if I'm being really honest, that we are stable and we do have a mindset of where's this team heading and how do we look, how are we performing, are we shaping up like a squad and a team that we like the look of, and are there some important signs there, i.e. are we working really hard, and is the group understanding what we're asking from them, and are they attempting to deliver that more often than not? And if the answer to a lot of those questions is yes, and we're pointing in the right direction a lot of the time, as a byproduct, we are gonna win football matches. And as I said, the focus for us isn't to spend too much time concentrated on a result, because we know that in this division, and we've seen it regardless of how much control or dominance a team has, you can come a cropper in this division, and it can be via a number of factors. So we have to really be guarded against that, of course. We have to be mindful that and show real humility in all of our work, which is, I think, going to be a key aspect for us this year in terms of how we approach games, and knowing that, yeah, around any corner something can come and bite you, and that might be something that actually on the face value feels really good, like a sending off, and that can also change the direction of a game to a different direction, perhaps one that we hadn't planned for, and one that perhaps doesn't help us in the moment either. So look, we've always got to be guarded against that and be ready. So yeah, we'll look to do that going forward for sure.
We'll see what tomorrow brings, Lee. Good luck for the game. We'll be back shortly with midfielder Ben Wiles. Welcome back, everybody, and pleased to be joined by midfielder Ben Wiles. Wilesy, thanks for taking the time to speak to us. Obviously, we've got a couple of games this week, but I just wanted to ask you about the weekend against Blackpool. First defeat of the season, unfortunately. How's it been for the boys?
Yeah, like I said, it's a difficult one for us to take just because of how the goals came about. We were disappointed with, you know, the aggression we showed towards letting Blackpool have a bit too much time on the ball. But it's one of those, because we've debriefed it, we've watched where we can get better and what we can do, but there was also really good things that we can take from the game, and that's going to be massive going into this week's run of fixtures. But it's just, yeah, we just got to remain calm, like, there's going to be bumps in the road. And, the gaffer's really good at kind of controlling the changing room and saying the right things at the right time. And, yeah, it's a loss, but, it's only going to make us stronger. And obviously we want them now rather than towards the end of the season, so we can iron them creases out.
It's an early loss for a new group, though, I think is an important thing as well. There's a load of new bodies in there, new faces in there. I know you'll have played against a lot of them before and known of some of them before. How's everyone bedding in? Because you've been here a little bit of time now. You're one of the leadership group, one of the more senior players. Just how's that all working out?
Yeah, no, obviously, I think I'm one of the more experienced ones now. I think it's my third year. I think everyone else is second year and first years. But, no, it's been good, it's always scary at the beginning of a season when you're bringing in a lot of players, because you don't know how quickly they're going to adapt to it and to the changing room and all that. But it's been very strange in the sense of we felt like a team really quickly.
That's good to hear.
Yeah, we've got on, we've been doing things together. We've sat down together. There's just an element of just teamwork there, and you can see through his performances it's not a fault of the team don't look connected, because it is everything. We celebrate together, we challengers, we back people up if it gets a bit ropey. It's like we've been playing together for more than what we have done.
Yeah.
So, but it's so important to just keep that structure and just get behind everyone, because there's going to be times in this season where we're going to be struggling and we're going to lose. So it's just keeping that team effort together, and I think it's a really important thing we've got.
For you as well, individually, being part of the leadership group, being voted in by your teammates, that must be a nice feeling for you.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's always a nice thing to take when, the lads look at you in a specific way. But, everyone's a leader in that changing room. We're not, any higher. It's just, we just kind of report back to the club if things need sorting, and just like kind of someone to talk to, and we can try and help in any way we can. And yeah, just obviously on the pitch, I'm going to try this year to be more of a leader and not get a bit down when things go wrong, and just carry on and just be there for the team.
You're a lad from Rotherham at end it there, though, aren't you? Sometimes you...
Exactly, yeah, the hands might go up now and again, but it comes from a good place.
Yeah, of course. We've got a big week. We've got an important game tomorrow against Donny, first Yorkshire derby of the season, then Stevenage are flying at the weekend. Yep. Just what your feelings going into this week?
Positive, regardless of the loss at the weekend, it's something that we need to relish and look forward to, because we're playing really well. Training's good, we're saying the right things, we're watching it back, we're learning, and it's so important to learn early on, because you're just going to get better and stronger. So no, it's we're really looking forward to it, and the way we're playing, it's a good time to have these run of games, because we've got a lot coming in this. In the month and the next, Tuesday, Saturday game. So I think it's a really important time for us to kind of put a mark in the league and show everyone that, obviously we got beat, but it's just a little hiccup, and we're just going to roll over teams and just try and be positive in every way we can.
Fingers crossed, mate. The last thing I wanted to ask you was just about the supporters, because you talked about the atmosphere internally with the group, but yep. I think that's been mirrored with how the supporters are taking to you guys this year.
Definitely.
As well. The effort you're putting in and everything seems to be feeding back. I said this to Lee at the weekend, but the way they cheered you and sang your names at the end of the Blackpool game, having lost, was a really nice thing, because it showed a bit of understanding for the effort you put in.
Completely, yeah. That's something we all said, after the game, and we've taken away with us, just how positive they've been with us. Because obviously, in the right mind, they are a bit upset because of last year wasn't as successful as they wanted to be. But for them to come out, for the travelling supporters and the numbers they're committing, it's so important for us. And yeah, we felt that buzz all throughout the game. And it just gives you that extra gear. And yeah, can't thank them enough. And hopefully they carry on showing us that support in the upcoming event games.
Fingers crossed we'll give them some reason to cheer this week.
Yeah, definitely.
There's still some tickets available for the two home games this week, and we'll be back with another preview show before the weekend.